Today in Your Health, one of every five people who breaks a hip after age 50 dies within a year. It's not the fall that kills people, it's the complications that come after. We have the stories this morning of two women who broke their hips, one who died, and another who recovered by facing her fears. Lauren Silverman from our NPR member station KERA in Dallas has the story.
Last October, Jeanette Mariani was an independent 87-year-old, living alone in Dallas and getting around with a walker. Then, one night, she switched off the light and tried to make her way into bed. A chair was in the way, and she fell.
And so there I was, laying on the floor, pulled down one of my pillows. So I just pulled it down and put my head down on it and thought, well, I'll wait until morning and ask for help.
Can you imagine? It's every nightmare.
That's Jeanette Mariani's daughter, Janet.
Your mother lays on the floor all night and doesn't push her button. Who would have thought? My mother. You know, when I thought about it, my mother just doesn't inconvenience others. She thinks about others before she thinks of herself.
A fall from a chair or a bed may not seem like a death sentence, but for an older person, it can be, especially for women. And for many, the broken hip comes on top of other health problems.
Someone in their 30s and 40s that breaks their arm or breaks their ankle really has the ability to overcome that. As we age, we don't have that, you know, store of ability to overcome that injury because we have other diseases and things that have happened to us that make it much more difficult.
Dr. Amy Moss is an assistant professor of geriatrics at the UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth. She says every moment counts after a fall.
They're losing muscle strength every day. It's estimated that for every day they lay in bed, they lose 3 days of function. So you have someone who's been virtually bedbound for 7 to 9 days. You know, we're half a month in of loss of function.
When you're bedridden or hospitalized, your odds of developing everything from bed sores to pneumonia increase dramatically.
The most common scenario is they die of pneumonia after a fall with a hip fracture. And even though we know that, and we do our very best to implement preventative strategies, many patients will succumb to that.
Jeanette Mariani died in December, just 2 months after she fell. And that didn't really surprise her daughter, Janet.
After her fall, I knew that she was going to decline. You had that sixth sense.
Mariani worked hard in rehab to become stronger, but her previous lung problems got worse, her cancer returned, and she became a statistic.
After she left the hospital, she died within a month.
More than 90% of hip fractures are caused by falls, but falls can be prevented. Common sense steps like removing shag carpets, installing better lighting, and getting a new pair of glasses are a good start. So is addressing the physical and psychological side to falls. Which is what this group of Texans in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing at the University of Texas at Arlington. Their workouts incorporate everything from balance balls and yoga stretches to Wii games.
I'm Joyce Powell from Arlington, Texas.
Powell was 71 when she fell and broke her hip on the way to the bathroom. She was inside a hospital. And although she recovered, the fear of falling never left.
It stays with you once you've gone through something. The memory of it sort of keeps pegging away at you, and you don't risk things like you used to.
The greatest predictor of a future fall is a previous fall.
Chris Ray is leading efforts at UTA's Center for Healthy Living and Longevity. He says for older people who have fallen, the greatest risk is they'll stop exercising altogether.
You know, as we age, if we were walking out on an icy sidewalk, we decide we're not going to walk out on icy sidewalks anymore. And that's a very appropriate selection. But if we don't replace that, then we see a decline of strength, neurological, eventually cardiovascular, pulmonary. You know, all these systems start to decline. And eventually that has a very compounding effect.
One of the keys to preventing a fall is improving balance. As we age, Ray says, natural changes make it hard to stay upright. Changes in hearing, vision, and proprioception. That's what you feel in your hands and toes. If seniors can learn to better use these senses, they'll be less likely to fall.
We line them up appropriately on this force plate, and then what happens?
Ray is standing in what looks like a photo booth, except there's no seat. Your feet are on a square metal plate that looks like a bathroom scale. The walls shift, images flash on a screen in front of you, the floor tilts. Think of it as something you might find in a carnival funhouse, only with sensors to record your balance and stability.
In daily life, when we see seniors that fall, it's usually during multitasking. And so what we'll do in here is we'll recreate that. So we can either pipe in loud noises, city sounds, or music. We can pipe in visual distractors on the screen, or we can even have them take like an IQ type test or a distractive type test on the screen as they're trying to maintain their postural control, potentially with the walls moving in concert.
The goal, Ray explains, is to identify what makes someone unsteady and then select the best physical exercises to counter that. For some, it might be a regimen of Tai Chi. For others, simply walking or practice standing on one leg. Studies show exercise can prevent falls in older people. And Joyce Powell, who fell almost a decade ago, says she's felt more confident getting around since she started classes. Still, she's cautious.
I have to be very, very careful, particularly when I get up from being seated. I have to stand for a few minutes to get balance. When I walk, I look to see where I am, particularly if I'm on uneven ground. And that's one of the things that I have learned that you just have to do in order to protect yourself, to remain upright. I guess I could take a walker and do it, but I don't want to. I want to be free.
Freedom from falls is never guaranteed, but exercise programs can help seniors keep their balance without giving up the activities they love. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.